Chapter 22. Han had not gone three steps before he heard a loud banging behind him. When he stopped to look, the dead Nargon's crushed arm was still protruding from the hatch he had just short-circuited, but now it was waving back and forth. For a moment, he feared the thing had somehow reanimated. Then the big green appendage began to jerk up and down, and he realized someone was on the other side trying to use the arm to pry open the hatch.
Captain Solo!
Bardoon called impatiently. Han felt himself being force-dragged down the corridor, and he turned to see Bardoon's hand raised in his direction.
Hurry!
Bardoon continued.
We have little time.
Hey, take it easy, will ya?
Han started to walk on his own again.
I was just checking my work.
Bardoon and O'Hali had already entered the number 3 airlock. Han stepped in after them. Bardoon used the force to seal the outer hatch. Then he activated the cycle. Instead of the distant thrum of an air compressor, Han heard the clunk of tiny doors overhead. And when he craned his neck back, he saw a dozen spray nozzles descending from the ceiling. Bardoon gripped Han's neck and tipped his head forward.
Eyes closed, he commanded. You must be ready to shoot straight, and we are about to be sanitized. The sterilizing agent will blur your vision.
Shooting straight is always good,
Han said. The nozzles began to hiss, and he closed his eyes as the air grew acrid.
So, what am I shooting?
Anything that gets in the way,
Bardoon replied.
You will find many targets.
And what is our way? O'Hali asked. Because unless you know a secret route to the hangar, we can't escape through here.
Bardoon responded with a booming, sinister laugh.
Escape? It is not escape that Han Solo desires. It is revenge. And Jonas Rom will give it to him.
Revenge?
Han had a feeling he knew what Bardoon was hinting at, and he didn't like it.
Revenge for what, exactly?
Bardoon chuckled.
You know. The Krefs told you.
Look, if you're saying Leia is dead, forget it. Jedi don't die that easy.
It was the same thing Han had been telling himself since the Krefs bragged about ambushing her and Luke on the Ormney. And it was beginning to sound old, even to him.
In case you haven't noticed, the Krefs are liars.
Jonas Rom felt no deception in their words.
Bardoon's voice shifted toward O'Hali.
Perhaps Jedi Sorok felt something different.
O'Hali hesitated before answering, and a black hole opened in Han's gut.
No!
Eyes clamped shut, he spun back toward the corridor. Not sure why exactly, just knowing that he needed to go back and kill something.
They really got Luke and Leia?